This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Okay, Jeopardy fans, here's a question to consider. Peshawar, a city in the northwest frontier province of Pakistan, has had strategic importance for centuries because of its location near what historic pass? That was the final question in the 16th annual National Geographic Bee held today in Washington, D.C. The answer is the Khyber Pass. And the winner was 14-year-old Andrew Wotonik from Kansas. His prize is a $25,000 college scholarship. He and more than 50 other young geography lovers competed for months locally before reaching the national competition. Virginia Bigger caught up with the contestants during the last round in Washington, D.C.
If you know a bit about current events, you might have been able to answer some of the early questions at the National Geography Bee.
Krishnan, in February 2004, the United States lifted a travel restriction with an African country that had ended its weapons of mass destruction programs. Name this country north of Chad.
Libya?
Yes, you are right.
Mostly, though, these kids aced questions that would leave simpler geographic minds spinning.
Robert, the Aconcagua River rises in the foothills of Mount Aconcagua and flows westward. The mouth of this river is located in which country on the Pacific Ocean?
Chile.
Yes, that is right.
That's 14-year-old Robert Nuttall and 11-year-old Krishnan Chandra before him. They're two of the 55 contestants who came to Washington from all over the country for the Geography Bee. They're dressed in matching green shirts, sitting in rows before panels of judges. Parents and others look on. Most of the kids appeared relaxed at first, even a little tired. Over 9 rounds, students answered questions on everything from world history to the economics of geography.
Well, Alkmaar, a town famous for its cheese market, is located on a canal with access to the Wadensee. Alkmaar is in which country?
France.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Netherlands.
As the questions got harder, students began shifting in their chairs. One boy got up and left. Thamal de Alwis was asked one more question that would decide if he'd make it to the final round. This one was an analogy.
Saigon is to Ho Chi Minh City as Madras is to what?
Chennai.
Very good, yes.
Thamal is an eighth grader in Louisiana. He says he's been studying up to 2 hours a day to prepare.
We've been doing this since fourth grade, and my dad has a lot of legal pads that he writes questions in, and then we use online sources and atlases too. We travel a lot. I've been to a lot of places in Europe, so it's a natural interest.
12-year-old Sam Brandt from Oregon just missed getting to the finals. He got to the tiebreaker this year.
Yeah, the question I missed was in the tiebreaker was, most of the U.S.'s electrical energy comes from what fossil fuel? And I'm not really good at that kind of stuff, so.
Brandt says now he'll never forget that most U.S. electrical energy comes from coal. He hopes that will come in handy at next year's National Geographic Bee. For Day to Day, this is Virginia Bigger.